Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm responsible for all the chaos here. If you like it or if you don't like it, it's all on me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the main website. You can subscribe to my newsletter there. I encourage you to do that. I'd like for you to do that. It'll cost you nothing but your time to subscribe. It'll come every Sunday afternoon by email. This is we're in our 20th year of the newsletter. Never missed an edition on a Sunday afternoon in over 19 years. And if you don't like it, you can unsubscribe, and I'll never know it. You subscribe or unsubscribe. It's all automated. I don't even know who's there, but we produce it, and I think you'll like it. So, and also the website for my books, theageofthecustomer.com. And the third ingredient with the number three, the third ingredient.com. So, folks, it's just you and me. One more segment, just the two of us. I want to talk about something that's come up recently. Recently, I've been accused of being unnecessarily almost dishonest about some of the big tech companies. That my reporting, as they called it, was not, was unnecessarily, they didn't use the word dishonest, but they basically called me out that I was being too rough on them, I guess. I don't know exactly how you would say it. But let me tell you something, folks. We're in a time right now. I use Google. I use Amazon. My company uses Facebook. We use Twitter. I use all these platforms. So we use them. So it would be inappropriate for me, right? It would be hypocritical for me to say, that they're bad. They're all bad. They're not all bad. There's a lot of good that can come from these companies. But we have to pay attention, folks, while we're using their technology, while we're using all this really fancy, sexy, cool, fast technology. We have to be careful and be more discerning in the way we use it, and we have to keep our eye on them. We have to watch them. Facebook is a perfect example of why we have to watch these companies, the way they develop their businesses. These companies, these big companies, Facebook, Google, Amazon, Twitter, you pick out four or five. There are going to be more of them. They have leverage that Ford never had, that GM never had, that IBM never had. Those companies had marketplace leverage. They knew very little about their customers. They did not wander their leverage was not imposed on our private lives. But you and I, in order to use the technology that they offer us, the handy, sexy stuff, in order to use that, we willingly invite them into our most intimate parts of our lives, literally our homes in some cases. I mean, all the way into where we live, what we talk about in our homes with our families. These virtual digital assistants are examples of that. We give up a whole lot of our privacy. We just turn it over to them. We never did that with 20th century major corporations. But this is different. What we're dealing with now is different. And so absolutely, we, at least some of us, need to be pointing out the potential perils of all of that. Somebody needs, and that's a job that I'm assuming. That's a job that I'm claiming. I wrote a book about this, The Third Ingredient. I'm claiming that territory myself, if nobody else does, not to be unfair, not to be mean, not to be unjust, not to be dishonest with those companies, but to take their own behavior and extend it to what could happen, what the potential that could happen. That's my job. That's the job, a role that I'm assuming here. And not as a reporter, not, I do report on things, but not as a reporter, but as a thought leader, as a futurist, as someone who connects dots. And I've got a pretty darn good record at doing that. I stand on a 20-year record at connecting dots and pointing things out that had not happened yet that wound up happening. I put my record up against a lot of people. But you know that what I talk about here is honest, and if it sounds like it's biased, it's only biased against the potential leverage. I held no ill will toward Google or the founders or toward Zuckerberg or Bezos. I hold no ill will toward those guys, but I do hold a trainload of skepticism about the potential peril that we could be in if they use this extra leverage that no one has ever had before. It's never happened before in the history of humans, folks. This leverage that they have, this information that they have, this power, this digital power that they have, it's never been, that no one has ever had this before. And we don't even know where it could go yet. So we have to be skeptical. We have to, even if to the point of, well, just proposing things that haven't happened yet. They could happen. We've got to do that. Somebody's got to do it, folks, and I encourage you to join me in that skepticism.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.